speaking with Andrew Lustig. He is the president and founder of Global Outreach Doctors. The last time we spoke, Andrew, you had just returned from Nepal after their devastating earthquake. Now, next week, Monday, in fact, you are on your way to
a small island off of Turkey called Lesbos. It's actually a Greek island, but it's pretty far from Greece. It's actually very close to Turkey. And 15,000 refugees a day are making their way to the shores of Lesbos from Iraq, Iran, and Syria.
So how did it come about that you are going to this island?
Well, the refugee crisis has been going on for a while, as we all know. The news has not been dominated with that. It's been more obviously focusing on politics. We receive some calls from doctors on the ground in Lesbos. We also have been in touch with the UNHCR, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. And the quantity of people arriving, 15,000 a day, does not meet the people that are being processed, which is 5,000 a day. So the crisis is getting worse. And we put together a team to respond.
So what are you hearing are the main concerns on the ground? I mean, this is an enormous amount of people. I've been to Lesbos. It's not a big island to begin with, nor are any of the other islands around them. What are they doing with them, and what are their needs?
So again, this is firsthand information that I'm receiving from people that are there. We have yet to be there. We'll be there on Monday. What I understand is that the process is that we retrieve the refugees from boats. We'll be in wetsuits. All of these boats are overcrowded. Some of them have capsized. 2 weeks ago, there was a mass drowning of 30 people. Once we retrieve the people and triage them on the beach, we'll sort them to various facilities. Now, we're bringing a lot of mental health professionals, people that use acupuncture and the like, to help these people with grief and their loss. We're also bringing medical doctors. Once they're triaged to the various areas that they need medical help, and it could be physical, emotional, mental, they will then be moved to another part of the island where they'll be further sorted and put on buses. After they are moved on buses, they will be moved to Mytilene, which is near the airport where there is a large processing facility. And that is the location where some of the very large NGOs are assisting, as well as government, to process 5,000 people a day and move them off the island.
Now, where are they moving them? I mean, this refugee crisis is enormous. We're hearing about all of these borders closing increasingly.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with where they're all being processed to, but obviously the island can't keep them. And there is a fairly big concern that these refugees not start setting up any type of temporary or permanent shelters. As much as they do need shelter because they're sleeping outside, that's something that the local government we've been speaking with is very concerned about, because they just can't keep this many people on that small island.
Now, I know you've been taking a lot of donations from people here in Santa Fe to take with you. Talk about those donations, who's giving them, and what else is needed.
Well, actually, primarily, we need financial assistance. It does not make sense to carry blankets and coats and physical donations 12,000 miles when most of those materials are available, you know, an hour away on mainland. To pay the freight and to carry those just is not, doesn't make sense. What makes sense is that the financial resources that we receive through kind donations will allow us to purchase supplies a little bit more effectively and locally. That even includes supplies on the island. These refugees are not allowed on the buses until they have shoes. So buying shoes for children and so on, so they can start processing their way off the island. Obviously, we have expenses of flying doctors. It costs $1,600 to move a doctor from many locations, other than some of the EU doctors that we have, which are obviously are closer.
How long are you going to be there?
So our first deployment should be about 10 days, 12 days, and then we are looking at a second deployment sometime in December.
Anything else you want the listeners of KSFR to know?
Well, I always appreciate being on your station. Donations can be made to globaloutreachdoctors.org, globaloutreachdoctors.org. All of your donations for this period will be used specifically for this refugee crisis. Anything you can offer would be great.
Well, Andrew, travel safely, and we look forward to hearing a lot about what is happening on the ground. What are some of the politics around it? I hope that I can debrief you when you get back about some of the more intricate details of what's happening on this massive, massive refugee crisis.
Great. Well, thanks for having me.